Washington resident Howard Drew has donated more blood than anybody else on the planet, according to the Guinness Book of World Records. NPR's Andrea Seabrook went along with him on one of his regular blood donation trips.
Howard Drew doesn't count his blood donations in mere pints. In his lifetime, he's donated more than 28 gallons. It's still routine, though. Drew lies on a reclining cot, squishing a ball in his right hand to get the tension up in his veins. He doesn't even notice when the nurse taps him and starts drawing the next pint.
When I first started giving blood, it was in Europe. We were in England, and they were collecting blood because it was going to be needed during the war. And that's when I started, but that was not documented.
Since January of 1950, Howard Drew has given 220 pints of blood. But he suspects there were at least 15 undocumented times before that.
Do you remember the first time you gave blood?
Not exactly. It was about 54, 55 years ago. I can remember the circumstances. It was in a little town called Mamaldi in England. And as I said, they were storing up because they were going to need blood. This was about 4 or 5 weeks before the invasion, before the 6th of June. And they were storing it because they knew they were going to need to replenish supplies when soldiers got hurt over there.
Giving blood became a habit. Just about every 2 months, Howard Drew gives another pint. Actually, today, he's a few weeks behind schedule because he had a cold, the first time he's been sick in 12 years. But Drew says it's especially important for him to donate because his blood type is O, the kind that can be used in almost anyone. Andrew says during World War II, he learned how serious it is to need blood.
I was in a bus accident when I first came back. We were going from the railroad station to Fort Devens to be discharged or to go to Japan. And the bus turned over and caught fire. And 5 soldiers, incidentally, were killed in that accident. And I went back and pulled some fellas out of the bus.
How many?
And I sustained the buzz. I don't remember, it was sort of fake, but at least 2. But see these scars on my hand? See the configuration of my fingers? That is as a result of the burns.
Okay, Mr. Drew, you done it.
That quickly? Oh.
Howard Drew is 77 years old. He's retired now from 36 years as a command sergeant major in the Army and a reference librarian at the National Library of Medicine. He's strong and fit, which he believes...
NPR's Andrea Seabrook reporting.